Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary. Welcome to another episode of Winspiration Radio. And today we will bring you more information and wisdom how we could create a better life for ourselves and the society, or even an extraordinary future. And my guest today is Dr. Jeff Living, and he created something what is really, most people maybe know it already, something what is going around the globe. Not only what he started and there are people working with it, even what he is doing and the people who are working over the globe. It's very exciting. I personally had the experience with one of his trained people to work and experiences, and we had this in another episode here. So I'm very, very happy, though that's a founder of Live Alignment, is today our guest. So welcome and thank you to being today here on the show, Dr. Jeff. Oh, it's okay, I just say Jeff. Hi. For the talk, on the website we can see there is a short bio that you once, when you were younger, around 25 years, that you were sick and tried with the classical medicine to solve it and it didn't work, and from there on started an incredible journey. If you please. And share whatever you want to share about your bio, but also what was it really? What made you go from the classical way of medicine and healing to another? How can those things happening? And what was this feeling there must be more?
All right. Well, just to say that my career started as an architect, but I had been in a military, a very, very harsh, severe military experience, and got ill for probably 25 years. I suffered from intestinal pain, and I was really in pain all the time. Mm-hmm. And I tried everything that was available at that time. That was started in the 60s. And nothing seemed to work for me. So because I had an interest as a child, as quite young, in the field of energy and the field of energy healing, I turned to nutrition and fasting, and I began to explore the energetic realm, which is really everything that we are energy, and that has been known by quantum physics for such a long time. So I began to explore energy healing and healed myself together with physical therapies. In other words, I incorporated the physical, the energetic, as well as the emotional, psychological, spiritual aspects of myself. Because we are an integration of all these aspects of being.
When did you realize that, really, when you say we are? And you said also, I had in my childhood the interest of energy healing. But on the other hand, you said, oh, I am an architect, or was an architect. And for me, I wouldn't say, if I have the word architect in my mind, oh, this is someone who is mainly interested in energy. But he is more in the hard stuff, in the hardware. Where does it come from that you had this interest in the childhood already?
You know, as I said, Wolfgang, it started in childhood. I was my mother had a very close friend who was involved in energy healing work, and I would sit her down and...
So your experience could really...
Explore, experience somewhat, became aware experientially. But in 1972, I had finished my studies, returned to from overseas to South Africa, and I would say I had something of an awakening experience to the reality of energy, because I started working as an architect in 1970, and I lived a double life. I was an architect during the day. That was my bread and butter. In the evening, I'd have 15, 20 people waiting in my living room to experience healing, which was a very intuitive process for me. I was completely guided. I had tapped into the essence of what we might call channeling. And so I began to surrender to a higher intelligence that knew what people need. I realized that I had no idea. I had no experience in healing or anything physical at the time because I was working as an architect. But I allowed myself to surrender to an attunement to something higher. And I felt completely guided and led to what was needed, to where was needed, and they would come out of the room and feel fantastic, and I was more amazed than them. Wow, you know, this stuff is working. And so with a lot of experience there, in that, I began to develop a deep trust in the higher consciousness, the that was streaming this intelligence into people's field and being, because everything has a field. Because we are energetic in nature, we have an energy field. We've known about the aura for hundreds of years, and meridians and chakras and all of that energy anatomy. So I slowly began to study. Whilst I was an architect, I studied acupuncture and homeopathy and many different modalities at the time. This was the 70s. There wasn't much around at the time. But in 83, I finally gave up architecture. I, as an energy healer and architect, I got into the field of renewables and green architecture, working with solar and wind in North America. I was teaching architects and doing projects, and became aware of energetic imbalances in people's homes, because I had that ability to tune into it and realize that everything is a field of energy that has positive aspects, negative aspects, blockages. And I began to see that people were affected by their homes if they were sleeping over a stream or over a negative ley line or many, many aspects of that. We call that geopathic stress, as well as electromagnetic fields. Now, in 91, I opened a clinic in Toronto with many practitioners. We had a retreat north of Toronto on a lake where I began to offer a cleansing process that my wife and I experienced prior to that, because she had asthma all her life. I was suffering from digestive issues and fatigue, and I was really feeling terrible most of the time, chronic fatigue. And we went through a process. I was doing my master's in nutrition at the time. We went through a process of cleansing while incorporating energy balancing, emotional work, psychological, spiritual. And the totality of that experience, because we are multidimensional beings, so we have to deal with all the dimensions of beings. Yes. My wife came out completely healed from asthma and never had it again, maybe once or twice in a severe condition. And I cleared all my digestive issues.
Wow.
And so I eventually...
There was a very short time frame when you...
A week.
Just a week. Okay.
In a week.
It was a lot of learning before, but then it was...
Yeah. And we purchased a retreat on a lake in north of Toronto in Ontario and started offering these retreats to people that came from all around the world. Mm-hmm. Every month we had a week, closed down my clinic, and took people through a week, whether they had major degenerative diseases, whatever they had, it cleared within that time. Now, of course, nutrition was involved, energy was involved. We did colon therapy and different therapeutic processes that involved the body, energy, the mind, of course. And I saw the miracles that were happening. And the participants, many of them doctors, would come to me and say, Jeff, you've got to teach this to us. How do we learn to do what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, Wolfgang, it was so intuitive that I couldn't duplicate it. I couldn't say, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'd say to them, stand by my side for about 6 months and tell me what I'm doing, and we can learn from that.
Yeah.
But I was inspired to go up to our retreat one day from the city and downloaded intuitively a system, which at that time was called Body Alignment Technique, which worked on the physical and the energetic and the emotional, beginning to identify the underlying cause of disease. Because if we don't identify the story that's locked into the body, we never release the core of it. You can do many therapies and over again, but unless we deal and release the core issues, they keep coming back.
The core issue, you said, is the story.
The story that...
So it's not just a story.
A poor story.
What you make out of the event, what you tell yourself, or what you exactly mean by this story.
We all have childhood traumas.
Yeah.
Now, if we look at this whole thing from a soul perspective, if you don't mind going into the soul level, the soul chooses the experience we need to have to learn and grow for the soul's evolution.
Mm-hmm.
As a personality, we forget that when we're born, and we struggle with it, we curse it, we resist it, we blame, etc., etc. But the soul chose that for a purpose. So what we would do in what is now called life alignment, we would identify the core reason for the creation, our creation, of that experience. Whether it's, experiences with parents, with partners.
Would you say the core reason is the lesson we want to learn?
Yeah, we all have a core emotional pattern. And it's like we choose our astrological pattern, we choose a variety of configurations that we come into. Could be betrayal, one core story could be abandonment or abuse or bullying or neglect or not being heard or not being seen. Those are typical core stories. So we all have that.
That we all have, let's say, problems, easy to understand, traumas or whatever you say. But when you say we choose it, do we choose it before we incarnate? Or is it more when you say we choose it, it has happened in the childhood and then we manifest this as a pattern?
I believe, from my understanding and experience, that we choose it before we come. We create our body, we create our DNA, our chromosomal pattern. We choose the parents, we choose the conditions, the country, the lessons. We choose that before coming. And so we hold in our consciousness, which of course we forget, when we're born, we hold a soul purpose. And that soul purpose, once we embrace the core lessons, that activates our soul purpose, because we see the gift in that. We recognize that we're not a victim to that, because most of us go into victim mode. Mm-hmm. We're not a victim to that. And we begin to recognize the blessing attributed to those experiences. And when we do that, we become master of our lives and our destiny, because we embrace the core patterns. So life alignment is a process. And of course, we work with many aspects, not only our bodies, but our homes, organizations, which we'll talk about. Everything has a soul purpose. Mm-hmm. Everything has an intelligence, every field. So the home is a field that has intelligence. that stores information. Our businesses, our organizations, our families have a collective field that holds a particular intelligence, a higher intelligence, that knows where it wants to go and guides, is available there to guide the people involved in fulfilling that purpose. So let's look at a business, for instance. I mean, a business could be arbitrary. Yeah, let's start a business, you know, find a partner and get some money. But nothing happens by chance, does it?
Yeah.
So even at its inception, it is already holding a particular intelligence and package of information. Now, the personality, the ego mind, doesn't really know that. Fights to survive and struggles and whatever. So when we come into a business, for instance, doing organization alignment, of course, it's at levels. Not everyone's ready to see that at the first level because they're just trying to survive. So we work with where the owners of the business, the CEOs, the CFO, are at in terms of their path of evolution and help to recognize, like we do in the body. Let me go back a little bit because the body is an organization.
Yeah.
Right? It has different departments, different organs, different systems. And in a healthy, balanced body, they're all communicating with each other in a healthy way. And the energy's flowing and there's expansion happening. A business is the same. Now, when we work with a body, we really tap into the subconscious programs that are already being playing out since early childhood, that tend to repeat themselves. People repeat the same mistakes all the time. They marry the same type of person that they resisted, and because the program unconsciously is playing out and repeats and repeats and repeats. In life alignment, we identify the exact times where it has repeated, help to release that so it stops that program playing out. Now, if we look at a business, sorry, I'm doing most of the talking. Did you want to say
it's wonderful.
Anything?
Yeah, yeah.
When we're working...
It's for the person who is listening that they're get the information.
When we're working with a business, we come together with a number of people, a number of employers, different departments of financial department, the, you know, distribution, manufacturing, personal relationships, and so on, public relations. Those are departments in the business that include people that have their own life experience, their own agendas, not always in alignment with the overall ship. And I see the business as a ship that is going according to its mission. The business has a mission statement. And each one has their own little rudder. And often people are turning the ship away from the destined path journey. So when we look at a business, so we look at an organogram of a business, the different departments and the different people, energetically, not cognitively, but energetically, we can identify what's blocking the ship from going in the right direction. Sometimes it's the CEO that's blocking. They may have some ego issues that are steering the ship off, you know, its path. So it looks at everybody that's involved in this field and helps to bring everyone into alignment so that the ship can move, not with struggle, because many people choose struggle. If you embrace the journey and the higher perspective, you can get there without struggle. And this applies to our personal lives as well. We either choose consciousness, to activate consciousness, or we choose the hard knocks that life gives us to learn lessons.
Yeah.
So we bring people into a path of ease, of grace, so that they can move readily. And every person in the ship, we would identify where they block, because some people are not fulfilling their potential in an organization. We see this in corporations. They hate their job. Mm-hmm. They're not doing what their heart desires. Mm-hmm. And we can pick that up because that's going to cause all sorts of blockages. Mm-hmm. And redistribute, bring people to doing what they love to do, what their potential is for doing. And the ship changes very, very rapidly. So when we worked with an organization, literally within hours, the next day or 2 days, we feel and they feel a complete shift and open to success of whatever that means for them.
When now, you say you need to work with them, do you need to go in the organization or you do it also?
We need to work with
anybody or just with the CEO who is a problem?
It could be that we work with the CEO, with some of the management team, as many as possible.
Okay.
Because we work as well with the Vortex technology, which you've spoken about, the Vortex cards. Yeah. They're a primary aspect.
Can you explain that later? Mm.
Right. So that we can work long distance. So remotely. So we can work remotely with the secretary that's sitting on the next floor up, many meters away, because we have their signatures, must have their core DNA pattern.
Yes.
So we can work with managers and personnel remotely. Now, the more people that are alive, the better, because we can work directly with that. So the process is, I would come in, or the therapist, the practitioner of the organization would come into an organization. They don't have to be aware of energy or open to this, because they'll soon become quite comfortable with it and convinced. And we create an organogram. So you've got the CEO at the top, and you've got the owners and managers and CFO and the departments and the people, and you do a whole corporate structure. And then we scan that structure and look for where the blockages are, as we would in a physical body. Is that clear?
Oh, yeah.
We also look at certain words according to the charts that we work with that have to be released for this organization in order to come more in alignment with their mission statement. Now, often their mission statement is 30 years old. We might have to adjust it to be more current. Yeah. And very often businesses are not fulfilling their mission statement. That was maybe great-grandfather that, created.
The advertising agency made it or something, yes.
So we adjust that. Yeah. We make sure that we're in alignment. And we work through a process that each time, each step, works with different people in the organization. So it could be manager number two, the head of the finance department or accounting, and we might work with a secretary, whoever is representing the larger group. Now, of course, this can apply to a very small business, a personal, someone is a doctor or a practitioner of some sort or running their own business, to a very large corporation. The same principles apply. And they are the principles of life alignment. And using the Vortex technology, it helps to, this is the operating system of life alignment, which applies to a human body, to an animal, to a house, to a land, and to a very large organization, including governments.
So yes, that would be then one of the next level,
would be the next
organizations level. And whatever, the society system.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's an ongoing process, because the next time we may first deal with survival, because there's so much strife amongst people, or not even aware of it, but there are blockages, conflict. We clear that. It moves to move more smoothly and greater success. The next time we come in, 5-6 months later, they are ready to move to a higher level. And each time we go to a high level, that begins to more fulfill their purpose. And generally, the purpose of a business is to contribute something to the world.
Yes. Yeah.
As is the purpose of us individually. What do we have to offer?
What is a gift?
Our gifts to the world to make a difference, to bring light into the world, as you are doing in your job, as I'm doing. And so the business becomes more aligned with, let's call it their soul purpose, for want of a better word. And at that level, people are in harmony. There is joy. There is ease. And the business is really moving in accordance with the original reasons for coming into being.
Sounds super. Before we go on Vortex or why we came here, just let's have a short break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Jeffrey, before we go on the vortex, I just want to come when we choose to come here and to set the we choose parents and everything what we choose. What is your opinion, how or belief, whatever it is, how consciously we choose? Or I just simply say, to make it for me always easy, okay, we are frequency, and with the incarnation I just look for a frequency that fits for the frequency. So that's the way I look for the parents. It's not just that I wanted to go to this town and this street and this house or this apartment and exactly these parents with the blood type I wanted to have. So is it so simple, right, when I say it's just frequency and that there is not enough consciousness in? Or is there a lot of consciousness and we forget it, as you said?
Yeah, I think there is consciousness is frequency. That's all one thing. But you could, you know, there's stories and accounts of working with a council, you know, as you would your teachers. And they would look at your life and say, right, let's look at what you need to learn. You need to go to Ethiopia or whatever and have to struggle or whatever and starve or whatever it is your life purpose is for evolving based on your karma, based on also your soul groups that you've come in with, that you've interacted with, and there's karmic debts and karmic patterns and contracts that you have to fulfill. So I think there's so much consciousness involved in that. And a high intelligence. So I don't think it's just right frequency. It's, you know, it's really choosing all the patterns for my life.
So when you use the word life alignment and we talk about the individual or even organization and houses, that is just, what I would say, not really all, because then the alignment, or do you define life different? It's about getting in alignment with the soul or with the higher consciousness or how you see it. It's so much more than just being on this planet where we have the house and the job.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once your consciousness races to see the bigger picture, not that I'm this little bubble here, but I am interconnected with Earth, with nature, with the cosmos, with non-physical beings, physical beings. I have contracts with people here. Once you begin to see the bigger picture from the soul perspective,
mm-hmm.
we begin to see the totality, the wholeness of why we're here. And the more we see, and each time we see a little more, and each time a person comes through a life alignment process, they access, first of all, they release what's blocking that, because there's so much of the ego mind that is blocking that. So we slowly release the grip of the ego, the monkey mind, whatever the ego mind, and begin to perceive our lives and life in general from a much higher perspective,
mm-hmm.
and embrace the choices that we've made. And suddenly, you know, that takes us out of victim mode and struggle. We all have archetypes, for instance.
Yeah,
some of us have chosen the
struggle as well.
So we work with the archetypes that we've chosen as well, and help to release those archetypal patterns. Mm-hmm. And those are universal patterns, the global consciousness. They're in the collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so we release the archetypes that have kept us small, kept us struggling, kept us in, you know, in struggle. And again, we see the bigger picture. We work with our astrological choices, why we chose at a particular time. All of this plays a part.
Mm-hmm.
The country we've come into, the tribe, all of that. But we only begin to see, because we forget all of it in the beginning, and the veil comes in and we blocked from seeing it, but we begin to open up consciousness to recognize what that's all about.
So that sounds very complex, or at least there's a lot of topics that you just mentioned. And that sounds so, it will take a long time and so difficult. And then you said, we clean everything in 1 week.
You know, because you're going right to the core, Wolfgang.
Yeah.
This is not like talk therapy. You can take 2 years and never get there.
Yeah.
This goes to the story, the core story, which may be unconscious, to the people involved, to the situations, immediately.
Yeah.
It bypasses months and months and months of cognitive, because the mind meanders around and doesn't really know what the core pattern is.
Yeah.
So it works very, very fast. But it is a process. It's a light process. It doesn't happen. You don't become enlightened and awakened in 1 week. It is a process, layer by layer, but it works really very fast.
I think it's just for the first idea, let's say, learn to drive the car quite safely in 1 week, but then to be an expert in driving a car is something totally different.
Exactly.
Okay. And get that. And now, just like you said, on this level of work with the vortex technology, what is that really? Because it's energy as well, sending kind of vibration. So what does that really mean? And how does it work?
So to go back before life alignment, in our clinic in Toronto, we had a department for environmental studies, analysis of corporations and their energetic environment and why people are getting ill from their computers or whatever. So I worked with very high technology electromagnetic tools that could neutralize the effect of electromagnetic fields, etc. And life alignment, body alignment at that time was working purely with our hands. But, you know, we embrace the use of crystals and plant medicine and, you know, variety of things, herbs. So we're using tools in a sense. But at a certain point when I was downloading the most advanced module at that time, which was module 5, I received, downloaded a number of frequencies that were put into a very, very thin magnet, like a fridge magnet. Was infused, and I received 5 frequencies at that time.
Do you do that? But I can understand, also, I have the feeling also I channeled an idea, a concept, or people say I channeled a book. That is relatively easy for me to understand when we believe that it is possible. But how do you channel the frequency? Is this a feeling?
No. So I'll tell you how it happened. I was instructed to go and find a little magnet,
which
we had in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I was instructed to hold it between my fingers and through my body from the source, whatever the source was, streamed an enormous energy. At that time, it was like a million volts. And it felt like this magnet was melting in my hands. And it was something this big. It was the words you put in the fridge, you know, and there, and it was a little and. And I'd been working with electromagnetic balancing like computers, and, you know, we didn't have cell phones at that time. But I put it on my computer. I had no idea what this was about because I wasn't an electronic engineer.
Yeah.
I'd been using very sophisticated tools until then that were developed by electronic engineers. I put it on my computer and completely neutralized the field, and it neutralized the room I was in. And I then experimented with it and took it about 100 meters away and put it on my wife's computer. I tested my wife's computer while this was on my computer 100 meters away, and then walked down the road and saw that all the houses were balanced. And I began to realize that here was an intelligence that was beyond anything that a machine could create or duplicate. And so that first little card, which became the first vortex card, was to protect ourselves from negative energies, electromagnetics, geopathic. And then I received a number of frequencies into these magnets. It infused it into the magnets, fire, element, earth, water, air, and one that included all the elements to balance the field of a home or a building. So that was the beginning of the vortex technology, all in these very thin magnets. Each one had its own geometry, which was based on sacred geometry, which was given to me later. And every year, a new card would come along for a different reason. Now we have 30, 25, 30 different cards for different purposes. So we use that for self-healing, balancing our homes, our businesses, and for working remotely. So you're working client 1,000 miles, 2,000 miles away. And the vortex technology has the ability to transmit. It's like a transmitter. You might have 10 different cards in a particular formation. The witness, the person's hair or number of people's hair or writing that holds their DNA pattern. It's put in the middle and it's transmitted like a radio to them no matter what distance they are. So the vortex, I call it vortex technology because it is, it's a, I would say, cosmic technology, has been very useful in working with homes, working with businesses, working with the body, working with animals, working with nature, food, water, etc. Does that make it a little more
clear? This is great. It's a good point, time to make another break.
The station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, to really understand what you, for yourself discovered, what you then created in a system and also an organization and training people also. Like I said, in Toronto, when people ask you, it always was so intuitive, I couldn't train it then. But now you developed something that you really can teach it, or your organization in between is teaching it. It's not all, you don't do everything yourself anymore. Can you please explain a little bit, simple, can everybody learn it? What do I need beside the ego putting away or whatever, surrender, like you said? How long does it take? Because I know some make a profession out of it, but somehow everybody or every mom should have it at home. We should live more of it.
Absolutely. So I have, and we have our teachers around the world that have taught many thousands of people in many countries. And they could be engineers, accountants, doctors, nurses, doesn't matter, lay people. And it was given to me in a way that can easily be duplicated.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the level of healing is something that took me a long time to develop.
Mm-hmm.
And then the system arrives and people can do that in an hour. It was a little surprising, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, everybody can do it if there's the willingness to do it.
Yeah.
It's a very specific technique that is developed over different modules. The first course, which we call the foundation course, is one that can do an amazing amount. You can work on yourself and your family and on clients as well. But according to your timing and desire, it develops into different modules. And now we have about 13, 14 different courses and modules that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years and continues
to. So, is this one development, so 13 steps, or is it different topics?
Well, mm-hmm. there are a foundation course in seven mm-hmm. modules, but then mm-hmm. there are offshoots okay. into home, into business, into mm-hmm. working with the land mm-hmm. and astrological. So, yeah. there are offshoots
mm-hmm. yep.
From those seven modules. And according to the person's readiness to go to the next module, they would progress to the next module and deepen their ability and understanding, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an ongoing process, as I said, that develops all the time based on what's going on in the world, I think.
Yeah.
I think it answers yeah. the issues of world consciousness, the issues around the dysfunctions that are happening, the chaos that is happening. It's like an antidote
mm-hmm.
to the negativity and the chaos that's happening in the world. It brings light and understanding and
does it mean
power of
a balancing? When you said antidote, is this a balancing thing also?
We call it a balance. It's a treatment. If you're working on an individual,
mm-hmm.
you're working through different points. Every organ has every gland has a point.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're working with an emotional process. So it's lifted to the energetic process, looking at the circuitry energetically through the different points in the body. And it's all given to you by the client's higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't use our mind. Oh, they've got a pain in the back. Let's do this point. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's do nothing is done through the mind. The mind is put aside.
Yes.
And then we attune to the client's higher consciousness that tells us we network. Our higher consciousness networks with their higher consciousness
mm-hmm.
if you're working with one person or with 100 people. And that consciousness informs the practitioner where they need to move. And that's why it's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's informed by, you might call it soul consciousness, that knows exactly what's going on and knows what's been happening for the last many years. And that's why the process is quite rapid.
No, I 100% believe it. We do also kind of meditation. We call it just inner consciousness who knows everything what's going on inside. And the main structure, the main topic is get the brain out of the way, or the ego, would you say, the ego out of the way, your mind, and just learn to listen and or feel to it, because we know we can only see a little whatever from the frequency of the light and the sound.
Exactly.
And stupid as we are, we believe that's all. and animals feel more, so it's just learning, what you could call it, tuning in, really getting a feeling and kind of seeing or recognizing what there is more than just a visible thing. When we talked to us about the offices, and you said, oh, it could be good to be there, but also even governments you just mentioned, can you do all this work and even the education remote? Or do someone need to go to wherever? Now I'm living in Switzerland at the moment. If I want to learn it, I need to go to Zurich. Or could you do it just all remote? Because when they're tuning in, should be possible everywhere.
Yeah. No, some things it is really best to do live.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, COVID changed everything for us because it put us into Zoom. And we saw the miracle of Zoom, that we could teach, change the energy field, and people could experience the transformation, which was amazing. So it saved my life from traveling around the world constantly because my mindset was, I have to be there.
Yeah.
But Zoom taught me, no, I don't. Mm. So most of the work we do on organizations, on people all around the world is remotely.
Mm-hmm.
The Vortex technology helps with that transmission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It can be done without it. It's just the tools for expediting, for accelerating the process.
Mm-hmm.
But life alignment works with consciousness. But the tools help, like a crystal worker is helped by using crystals or whatever. So these are just tools that help to deepen and accelerate the process.
Yeah. So then just to make sure, where should people who are interested in learning it go to, just to the Radio website?
I think the best is the website, and they can contact their coordinator in that country or their teachers, their the overall program of workshops. I do many workshops for the lay public. So I don't only teach students, as somebody that wants to experience life alignment, come to a one-day or a two-day open workshop that is meant for all, but they're not learning the technique. It's just purely accessing the transformational process.
Yeah, go and give them more awareness what's possible.
Oh, exactly.
And you do this in Cape Town? Cape Town, or you still travel? We said, why reduce traveling?
I still do travel. I'm traveling less because my traveling was like 9 months of the year. That burnt me out. Now I travel maybe 2 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about to do an organization alignment next week. I'm doing it for a company in England. So I can do it remotely.
Mm-hmm. And
thankfully, Zoom has given us wonderful capacity, ability to do that. And we can work with students from around the world all together, and each individually and collectively experience the shifting.
So you're running not only the organization and developing the program, so you still do also the work, you, or only for companies or governments, or do you do one-to-ones as well? Or the individual?
I can't do one-to-ones, but I mean... It could be a small business, an individual, or a large.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, we can work just with the CEO or with two or three of the management. So it's not always possible for people to be present for a whole day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we will say we need this person to come in. They would call them, spend half an hour. They would be part of the process. I use this work with organization alignment as a teaching tool. So we're working on a company and students will come in to learn the process and observe.
Yeah. As your organization is now around the globe, is there, could you see from that, is it there are different areas on the planet where it's easier to get people to understand that. Like we have the idea, oh, in Asia, everybody is anyway so much more aligned to what's what that body, like we had the acupuncture meridian, everything. This is much tougher in the US, so in Germany, the stubborn mind, so whatever. Or is it doesn't really matter
from country to country, but the right people get drawn to it.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, some countries, you go to London, for instance, and there are about 1,000 techniques, or in the United States, so it's sometimes difficult to access. But, you know, people are somehow guided and led to the right technique that they need for their lives. And people are guided, you know, brought to us in ways magical.
And where is your feeling at the moment when we look at the whole situation on the globe? Somehow I have the feeling more and more people get it and the consciousness is rising. And on the other hand, you have the feeling, oh gosh, they never get it. Or more and more people love to do this simple old chop, win-lose game or lose-lose game even.
Right.
Do you have a feeling from what you saw, like you said, in the 70s, there were not so much of this and now everything changed?
Well, there's definitely a massive change in consciousness. People that are open to energy, to the reality of life, and compared to many years ago. But we have a polarity. The more negativity there is, and there's, you know, there's the more light. And somehow there's a balance between that. And yes, we go through a lot of turmoil right now.
Yeah. It's always about equilibrium on this.
Yeah, it's all about equilibrium. And who knows, we may need to be going through this stuff to shake things up and to learn, because sometimes people come to us out of desperation. And that's sometimes a pretty good thing. They've tried either in their own health, they've tried everything, they're desperate, they come to us.
Oh, you started somehow,
Yeah, oh my God, the problems in the world are so bad, I have to find something.
Yes,
some salvation of some sort. So sometimes the turbulence is the catalyst for people to open to greater meaning in their lives.
Yeah. And we believe in the 11th hour before. Jeff, thank you so much for the time, for sure, to be here for this interview, but also for the work you're doing. Because you're kind of, the right word is the light fire, and just is showing the light and where the course is. And it's incredible. Even if you said just, I have thousands maybe who learned it already, but they are influencing another thousands and thousands. And that is wonderful, these kind of ripple effect. And I can encourage everybody, look through the website and check it out. It is worthwhile doing it, and you will benefit. I did it, and I really can recommend it. Thank you again, Jeff.
Thank you. Well done. Really appreciate it.
Hope to see you soon in Cape Town. And for your listeners, have a wonderful experience and be inspired.